flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour of power right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock as we get you geared up for Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Eagles and Commanders fighting for the right to go to the Big Dance. And, you know, whenever there's a big game on tap, whenever there is something seismic happening in the DMV relative to the football team, there's one guy I always got to buzz onto the show. It's my guy Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show. Weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. Kevin, I'm just going to say Kevin and take a sigh because you understand what I'm feeling right now. I know you're as giddy as you've ever been. Did you sleep Saturday night?
All I want to know is if you and Richard are taking good care of my guy, Anthony. I hope you, Doc, I hope you're treating Anthony the right way. You taking care of him?
Man, that's my guy. Why wouldn't I? I mean, he barely says anything.
You're tough on your producers.
Oh, I mean.
You are.
Well,
so
I have a very co-host high too. Standard. I have a standard. But he hasn't said. Linnell has been this is his odyssey today. So we're basically just following his lead.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're doing? I'm just checking on Anthony because, you know, Linnell, you know this. Doc can be really rough on the producers and sometimes when they get done, they need therapy. But I'm excited for Sunday. I hope everybody is. And I think, you know, just the idea of going into that place and making it miserable for the people that will be there and sending them home short of another Super Bowl opportunity for them, it makes it even sweeter. Not that, you know, the Rams in a neutral, you know, home field kind of next, you know, if it had been them, wouldn't have been, you know, a good situation. But, it's nice to be back in a spot that we haven't been to since Doc had hair.
Afro is the correct term, Kevin.
Well, you don't have much hair either.
No, but I'm with you. Pressure's on them. Do you know how many times things have not gone well for them at home in this similar situation? I know you've documented it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the pressure. They won't be able to sleep. And that bravado, that's from their crowd, not from them. Believe me. It's going to be perfect. It couldn't work out any better. We're in a perfect spot.
Yeah. You know, B. Mitch was on two of the teams in Philadelphia that lost at home in conference championship games.
Yep.
I know you know that.
Yep.
They've lost a lot of these games. So it'd be nice to be added to the list of teams that beat them.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? One thing we were discussing before we brought you on, Kevin, I guess it's more appropriate to ask you this question, an actual professional when it comes to professional football. What do they do at right guard this week? Because as good as Trent Scott looked against DJ Reader and Levi and the other practice squad Jag that they brought up, they're no Jalen Carter, who is a people-eating beast in the interior of Philadelphia's defense. And it's not just him. Big Jordan Davis, Milton Williams. Dan Quinn, you know, flirted with the idea yesterday of going with their best five offensive linemen. If they do that, Kev, who would be your five that you trot out there Sunday?
The best five. And I don't know that we know who they think is the, the best five are.
Yeah.
But if it is Trent Scott, I'm fine with it. I trust them at this point.
Yeah.
You know, they figured it out all year long. They've got one of the top two or three offensive teams in the league. It has led them to where they are right now, and I trust them. But I would imagine the best five might include Cornelius Lucas.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you know, he's a tackle. Wiley probably moves to guard. That would be my guess.
Well, Trent's my guy because this is a heavyweight bout. And
he's
if
tough.
He's built for this because you can't run through him. Yeah. I did not want Cosme in injured. I thought he would have been, they'd have killed him because he wouldn't have taken himself out. He's a warrior. And that's exactly what they were banking on. I saw him in Detroit. The big bear was in there throwing people around. You got to play this game with a bad attitude. And he's got that. This is not for the faint of heart. And that's why I like him a lot. But whatever they do, I trust them. Hell, they see him every day. They know what to do. And we got to have a plan B. Because no matter what you plan, one ankle injury, you got to be able to get another guy in there. We've got to be able to survive the game, the entire game, and win it.
You've played in them. You know what it is. You've played in two of them in this town. So, you know, it's a next man up. And, you know, overall, I just feel like the team itself, they're playing to win. You know, when they went in Saturday night, you just got the sense early on. Yeah. That they weren't there feeling like, you know, it was nice to be there. They had had a good season, and if they win, it's icing on the cake. They were expecting to win the game, and I think that's the mentality they have, and I think it's, you know, Quinn, and I think it's his staff, and I think it's the players that Adam Peters picked. They picked, you know, tough, badass, competitive guys. You see it on special teams. Doc, you've always told me in the past, you know, you sometimes can just see the mentality of a locker room by watching their coverage units and how they play on special teams. They've got one of the best kick and punt coverage units in the league. I feel really good that they're up to this. You know, Philly's good, though. I mean, you got to beat them. Philly's got the best defense in the league. They've got the best running back in the league. But I really feel good about the group going in there. This is not a fluke. This is a lethal offensive football team with a lot of tough, competitive, you know, winners on their team. And by the way, a lot of guys that have been there before.
Well, some of your best youth teams, the best ones don't always win. What I like about this group is that Philadelphia has they're having some infighting. They're the most talented, but you don't win with talent. The best team wins. And that whatever took them down and lost six in a row at the end, that was a catastrophe. Still hadn't been solved. Everybody's still lying about it. There's something wrong. They're very talented, but trust me, the pressure's on Philly. And all we got to do is not let Barkley rip off an 80, 70, 65-yard run, make them earn it. They can't. They won't be able to because their quarterback is not capable of doing it unless we give it to them. If we don't do anything dumb, they can't do it on their own. And then they'll turn on each other, and result, they'll fall apart, as most Philadelphia teams do.
you're banking on a sideline squabble, huh, DLC?
Well, what have they shown you?
Yeah.
They won 10 games a year or so, and they fell apart. They've got internal dysfunction. But they're show ponies.
Something doesn't look right with Jalen Hurts, and I'm talking before the injury last week.
Yeah.
But the big difference, Doc, between last year's Philly team and this year's Philly team is this year's Philly team is buttoned up on defense. They are well coached. They've got extraordinary talent. They've got five new players on that defense at least. And they have been the best defensive team in the league all year. And last year, they couldn't stop anybody at the end of the year. Now, the only team they haven't been able to stop is this team in the second half a month ago. They know.
Who are they playing this week?
Yeah. I think they're playing the same team they struggled with a month ago.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking. I'm getting a little older. I don't want to make sure I'm slipping. Kev, yeah, you did. You did. You're good at this. You're good at this.
Kev, let me ask you this.
Not either.
Kev, let me ask you this. In terms of it being a rubber match, right, there are a lot of differences that we went through earlier in the show with both of these teams relative to the first two times they played. John Allen didn't play in either of the two games. Marshawn Lattimore was not healthy that second time around. You're not going to have Sam Cosmi this time around if you're Washington. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you know, you would expect to be available for the entirety of the game. What do you think is the biggest difference in this Eagles-Commanders rubber match?
It's a good question. I would say just Eckler being available for this one. He wasn't available for the last one.
I like your style.
I think Eckler was the biggest loss of the players they lost. Noah Brown and Hope, and I gather he's doing much better. When Ertz was banged up there for a couple of games, Eckler is really good. And they're a better offense. They're almost unstoppable with him in the lineup. So I think having Eckler healthy, remember, that first half and the only good drive they had on that Thursday night game, which was, you know, a tough game because it's a short week and the whole thing, it was all Eckler, you know, driven. You know, they had that one drive down the field. He had, I think, three touches for 50 of the yards on that drive. Eckler's a difference maker for this team.
If Linnell will retract, now this, I'm doing a driver's ed course today. And a couple hours ago, I mentioned that to him, that other than JD5, the straw that turns to drink is Eckler. And
yeah, he's important.
I'm telling you, he's a cast me out. And how I know this, having played with Joe Washington.
Right.
See, when you play with guys that are one-on-one nightmares, you can't deal with him one-on-one. And that's what makes JD5 so incredibly difficult. Every great player that cannot be covered one-on-one sets your team up in a good position. Every time he's on the field, he makes something happen. Had he not been knocked out, we won't know, but he's there now. And I'm telling you, he's unbelievable. And we're lucky to have him. And that shows you that if we keep him on upright, sky's the limits.
Yeah, I agree.
You're pretty good at this, Shane. You ever thought about doing this full time?
You know what? Somebody told me that I might get a shot with you one of these weekends if you just call me. But you never do. You've got to.
No. You know what? You've impressed me. I'm going to have my guy call your guy this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you can just have your guy call me because I don't have a guy.
You do have a guy.
No,
and he called in the show today earlier today, too. Thank you for letting Neil call.
Because I've never had a guy. You've had multiple.
You've always had a guy. You've always had a guy.
It's not even true.
Hey, I tell you what. They win this.
One-man band.
We're doing our pre-Super Bowl deal. We're coming back. Back by popular demand.
What's our pre-Super Bowl deal? I forget.
We're doing our own thing. I'll give you the details later. I'll give you the details later. I don't want to start a tsunami.
I know what our draft thing is. I know what our draft thing is.
No. I can't duplicate that. I can never do that again. I can't keep a straight face with that.
Yeah.
I've somehow got
Linnell, do you have a question for me?
I was about to say no. Kevin, this is, you know how I feel about this. This is my childhood dream coming true. In real time. So I don't even want to. I'm about to cut my damn mic off.
Well, here's what you got to do. Your childhood dream meaning getting to a Super Bowl?
Both.
Yeah.
Hearing you two together? Oh.
Well, I mean, if he'd invite me on every once in a while, you'd be able to hear me more often.
But that would make it a dream at that point. It'd be oversaturated.
The moment I get a show, you'll be the first guest.
He usually calls a lot of other people before he calls me, but that's all right.
I mean, well, you got the Rolodex and Rick Doc Walker. I mean, you can't.
You golf. You golf most of your time. I can't get you during the golf season.
I've never not been available to you. Not once.
Yes, you have. That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Not true.
I call your people, and they tell me that you say you to not to be disturbed, and I respect that.
You know, Linnell, you know what he does when he calls you? I don't know if he does this with you, but when you answer the call, he says, "Oh, you actually picked it up.
Yeah,
you get voicemail." Yeah. All right, nobody cares about this.
Look, Washington's Kevin. I wanted to ask you about the Commanders' defense. Because although they were able to force five turnovers last week, they've given up the most yards per play in the entire postseason, but they've created a league-high 28 points off turnovers here in this postseason. Any concern with you on that side of the football outside of containing Saquon Barkley?
There's no concern, Linnell, if they turn Philly over five times on Sunday. Yeah. They can give up another 600 yards if they turn them over five times, but that's probably not going to happen, five takeaways, especially the way Philadelphia plays. You know, they play more conservatively, and they definitely protect the football more. You can't get gashed the way they've gotten gashed over and over again and live forever, but they've been living, and they've been surviving, and I've been sitting on my show, and I'm sure you've been doing the same thing, and Doc's been doing the same thing, saying, you better stop the run.
Yeah.
You better stop Barkley. You better stop Bijan Robinson. You better stop Alvin Kamara. And all they do is keep winning. You know, they keep giving up 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, and they just keep winning. So we're in a different era. If you've got one of the two or three best offenses and you've got five at quarterback, you can overcome almost anything, and they've done it consistently. But it would be better if they didn't give up 10.5 yards per carry in the first half, like they did on Saturday night.
Well, I guess here's the real question then, Kev, because as much of a genius as Ben Johnson is, why did he continue to take the football out of Jahmyr Gibbs' hands? Do you expect Kellen Moore to be that foolish?
No.
I mean, had to think about it, though.
I don't see Gainwell out there taking 10 carries away from Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Why? One of the real benefits, you and I think talked about this on Sunday together, is David Montgomery's health. If he was out of that game, Gibbs would have touched it another 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
And every time he touched it, it was 10, 15, 20, 30 yards. So
like he was playing at a different speed, Kevin.
He's good. He is really good. They have faced a lot of great backs this year. You know, they have faced this will be the third time for Barkley. They faced Derrick Henry. They faced Bijan Robinson. They faced Jahmyr Gibbs. Those are top four backs in the game. They faced all of them. I mean, McCaffrey's the only one missing from that list. So that's part of it. Right? Part of it is they've faced really good teams that run the football with great runners. And they've got, you know, another one Sunday.
No, I like this. Go ahead, Linnell. I want you to get you. I know you're putting the tape down.
I'm like, hello?
I was about to say, yeah.
No, you don't get this opportunity often. Oh, he doesn't do this often.
Oh, trust me. I ring the bat signal for Kevin Sheehan at least once a week.
Doesn't ask me.
Kevin, I'll let you go on this, my friend, because we're up against the clock anyway.
Yeah, because dead air is not good.
Yeah, because I'm a terrible lead host.
Yeah.
What do you think ultimately happens on Sunday? What does it come down to for Washington?
I think that their offense leads the way.
Yeah.
I don't see them getting stopped enough, and I think they score enough to win the game and go to the Super Bowl.
Wow. You're all in. Are you going to bed in the Redskins onesie?
No, I've never had any of that stuff, but I think this team is likable. They're fun to watch, and you know, they've got the best player this franchise has had in a long, long time. And what's great about it is we're getting it here in year one. We didn't have to wait for it.
No, we did not, Kevin. Appreciate you clearing out some time.
Thanks, Kevin. Check your Venmo.
You guys, take care.
Kevin Sheehan. You can catch him weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. I mean, listening to you two, Doc. I mean, what do I need to turn my microphone on for? What do I need to turn my microphone on?
It's worth paying him.
It is.
What's so funny?
He's worth the price of admission.
Me. Yeah.
I just wonder why you asked me to turn my mic on during the segment. I just want to sit back and listen to you two.
No, he's the best. And he was so hurt. This decade has killed him.
It's killed all of us.
And no, but him was, he was, you're really into this. He was times 10.
Yeah.
For legitimately. Sure. And they killed him. They killed his spirit. And to hear it back now, man, wow. It's just so it's rewarding. Because he swore he would never do it again, and he's doing it again. He's back. He's back. And that's good. We got a lot of people back. As you well know, in post game and in the end game, you know, in the end, look how many people listen to you and DD in game.
Yeah, people are back all the way, man. They're going bonkers.
End game is hot.
They're going bonkers for it. It's been a season unlike no other. I just remember going back this offseason and going through it all and debating on which quarterback we wanted, and then we actually got to see the kid up close in person at camp, and I said, aha, I think that's what it looks like. Because mind you, my quarterback analysis has been worth a damn since I got here. I thought Carson Wentz would be the guy. I thought Sam Howell would be the guy. I didn't believe in that noodle arm fool Taylor Heineke like the rest of you all did, but...
But you could buy into his competitiveness.
I could buy into that.
He had the spirit.
He did.
He was a leader. And so that I understood. But you didn't have the structure. You've been conned. So no matter what it was, you're building a house on sand. You're lucky this didn't have to be completely imploded. This is a complete, start over.
Yeah.
Now they've gutted. So many, nobody had more new players in the history of the NFL. You have not seen a teardown like this in this league since you've been alive.
And not to have the quick turnaround that they did with it either.
That's
historic. What makes it incredible to me.
They will write, there'll be books on, there'll be all kind of things done on this when it's over, and it's not over yet.
A 30 for 30. I need a documentary. I need a book.
Exactly.
Whatever
the question is, will they tell the truth?
Well, we know what the truth is, so that's
as
that's
to how
the beauty
bad
it
was done,
yeah,
and how the people lied and really ruined these kids' careers by not knowing what the hell they were doing, acting like they could instruct and teach. It's a joke, and these people fixed it like that, and to be in this position now, that's why they're being blessed.
Yeah, we suffered. We earned this.
Yeah, they earned this.
I hate to have to go through anything like it ever again in my lifetime, but at least we know what's on the other side of it if we do got to go through it again.
Well, they always say, God don't like ugly.
No.
And so that's punishment. Why you think the Cowboys been and they still punished?
Oh, I can't. You know what? That actually segues us perfectly, because when we get back, I do want to ask you about the Dallas Cowboys and all the other coaching openings in the National Football League.
But can't wait.
Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator of the Washington
God.
Commanders,
my
with
God.
A bold declaration about how Washington is going to defend Jalen Hurts on Sunday. We'll let you hear from Joe Witt Jr. next. Big thank you to our guy Kevin Sheehan joining us in the last segment. If you missed that, download the Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to the top of the 6 o'clock hour. About a half hour left to go in the program. Linnell Willingham of the DOC. Rick Doc Walker sitting in for Craig Hoffman as we take you on your afternoon drive home. Get you geared up for Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Washington and Philadelphia going to duke it out 3 o'clock on Sunday for the right to play in the Super Bowl. Doc, we've been talking about it all afternoon long here. My big concern for this game is how Washington is going to handle Philadelphia on the offensive side of the football. They are the walking wounded, though, on that side of the football. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, suffered a knee sprain in their divisional round win this past Sunday against the LA Rams.
He'll be fine.
He probably will end up being fine. But don't tell that to Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr., who doesn't care that he's listed as a quarterback. He's going to hit him. And tell his defense to hit him like he plays any other position.
Mm-hmm. We've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for. And so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back, and we're going to hit him that way. You know, so that's their decision if they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit. If they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So, but that's what we're going to do.
Hey, Joe, you guys.
Joe Witt Jr. telling it how a T.I. is when it comes to how they're going to defend Jalen Hurts this Sunday. I really, really like the idea of, look, when he leaves the pocket, hit him. And I don't think Washington's defenders needed to be told that. They're a physical group that flies to the football. That's more so what I want to get into with you, Doc, is how you've seen this defense change over the course of the year. From a personnel standpoint, it hasn't been much different. The mentality, though, from week one to even week five to now, as we sit here a game away from the Super Bowl, this defense's mentality, to me, has been the best thing about them. They're a run-and-hit group. They may blow a coverage. They may miss a tackle. But all 11 guys are going to flow to the football, and they're going to play hard. And I think that, in the long run, is what's allowed this football team to really run off seven in a row like they have and hopefully reach their ceiling, being the Super Bowl.
And when their defensive ends, their edge people, when they give them championship play,
yes,
they're close to being unbeatable.
Yep.
And it's not, I mean, they're not paying people like they would expect them to beat T.J. Watt and company, and they flash. And when they get it, and they have had some moments, but when they do that, they're hard to beat. Because Wagner has done what all the great ones do, no matter how old they are. Their best football will be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's whether they practice all week or not, his best performance of the year will be Sunday in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the same thing works. His best performance of the year will be then. And that's why it's so amazing to see five. I expected out of these guys long in the tooth, but for a toddler to come out and do this right now, that's crazy. But, you know, we've had it done to us. It's kind of cool to be on this end and have one on our side for once.
Yeah, for sure. And the one thing that you said that I completely agree with is Washington's guys on the edge. Your Dante Fowler. Look at the way they started off the game last week. It was a TFL from Dante Fowler that leads to the three and out. It's a four-yard loss. You set Jared Goff and company behind the sticks, and there's now a trickle-down effect.
And it's in his mind.
Yes, and it's in his mind.
The quarterback says he's read the scouting reports. His hotshot coordinator told him, we don't worry about their edge guys. We got them.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you don't.
Yeah, and Fowler is someone.
And that's the little bit of doubt.
Yeah.
He started to think, because they focus on, you know, our tackles.
Everybody does. So, they get doubled.
Yeah, so when our ends come through, look out.
And that group, like you said, though, man, it's not just one dude. Dante Fowler's got the numbers with the 10.5 sacks, but Doris Armstrong has really come on. Farrell.
Pack.
Holmes. The Jalen Holmes kid, Doc, 96, is really who's impressed me. The body, he's got the body that you want to play edge. He's strong enough to set the edge, and then he's got enough wiggle to where he can rush the passer. I'm impressed by the group as a whole. Fowler, to me, is really what shocked me last weekend. Because I looked at the big hulking tackles that Detroit has, and Fowler is a smaller edge rusher. He's more of a pass rushing specialist.
Leverage
so
guy,
I thought, right? Until you see him blowing the doors off of their run game last week, man. It's been impressive to watch.
Well, that's the thing about it. You don't know until you see it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's the key about nobody wants to be the guy to let his teammate down. The one thing that Detroit did a great job on, and Caveman was the leader of the group, and their coordinators, they did a great job. They both earned jobs. But you can't tell me that everybody's energy is going in different directions. Everybody in burgundy and gold is headed in the right direction, the same place.
Yeah.
They're going in one direction together, and that is to win a game. Not to win the Super Bowl. They're just trying to win a game. It just happens that it will get them in the game. But that's the beauty of this group. Keep that discounting them. Yeah, kicker, you know, don't just keep talking about their flaws and keep talking about what we don't have. I love this. One guy and the other guy, brother, he's reading a book on this. Keep reading. Keep reading. We'll give you a lot more time to read.
Yeah.
If you think for 1 second that anybody on this side wants to lose to this group,
go help.
Their arrogance. And I love that today, B. Mitch and Finley, you know, listen, and I know some of it's tongue-in-cheek. You know, we go IP versus, you know, the fan and guys talking trash.
That was awesome.
Some of them guys really believe that.
Hey, look, man, B. Mitch and Hugh Douglas, two of the best trash talkers you'll ever hear in
your
life.
Oh, love it. Oh, I look forward to it every year. When the Giants didn't suck, I love when we had Carl Banks. I mean, that's the beauty about the rival. Our division is intimate.
Yeah.
Because there are relationships.
For sure. For sure.
And you do expect to play three times. That's the rite of passage. Yeah. You know, as good as the Rams were and all that, but no. This thing goes through the East.
Yeah, this is what you wanted.
It goes through the East, and everybody kind of know that. And cannot wait, because the pressure is on them, and we've seen them under pressure.
Leo C, let me ask you this, because you've been on championship teams. Everybody that you talk to that covers this team closely, Kime, J.P. Finley, they talk about the camaraderie that this group has in the locker room. What was the closest knit team you ever played on?
Well, the teams that win, number one, they play longer. So you're together more time. Yeah. But the strike team, team that went through the most adversity, there'll never be nothing that can challenge that. Because you didn't even know if you were going to have a season.
Right.
We're working out in Herndon in high school. You're going through strikes. You're going to the team that goes through the most adversity.
Yeah.
But Joe, he handled it better than most coaches because he empowered the captains to run the team. And the captains, you know, wasn't nobody trying to go meet at the club. We was at the gym and the school and the yard. It was about work. It always is and always was. So no matter how much your guys have a good time, the guys who party the most also outwork everybody.
For sure.
That's the key. When your party animal also leads the weight and conditioning group in workout, that's when you win. You got to have your priorities together. This team, I mean, just watching them warm up, when I first saw my son, I said, okay, now let's see how long this can keep up.
Yeah.
Guess what? Still doing it.
Yeah.
JD5 shows up at 5 a.m. Okay, I can do that a couple times.
Right.
Let's see how long it goes. Still doing it. Everything they start, they continue. So it's no flukes. Ain't nobody doing it just for social media hits. And how much do you hear about them on social media?
Not a peep. Now, after they win, they may, you know, post their little picture.
No.
With their
team
caption.
Does.
That's beautiful.
No. Their organization does.
Right.
They do a great job with their social media team. But there ain't none of them dudes sitting up all night sending out stuff, trying to get likes.
Of course.
They trying to get ready for the next practice.
Love it about
They
them.
Get it. This is so refreshing. So proud of them.
Let's go out to our guy AP in Greenbelt wants to tap in. AP, this is special for you as well. You know what's crazy, AP? I know you got a small son, man. The only thing he'll know is this team being good. You ever thought about that, brother?
Hey, man. First of all, thank y'all for taking my call. Love y'all. Y'all been getting me through my ride home. Shout out to my man, Pete Manhurst. I've been listening. I've been working hard. I've been wanting to reach out to y'all just to give my condolences, first things first.
For sure.
But, my son, man, I love that boy, man. And it's a joy and a privilege and a blessing to share those moments with him. And, you know, his mom is a Steeler fan. And I'd be damned if I let her don the black and yellow on my son. She's going to have to fight me for that. But I'm actually on the way to pick him up now. So, again, thank y'all for getting me through my drive, because I'm driving a long ways to go get him. But,
and it's black and gold.
Black and gold.
It's black and gold. You just want to get straight.
I'm only concerned with the burgundy and gold. You know,
no, I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And even though they're 8-8 or 500, they still deserve their respect. You know.
Yeah,
and
because
Big Tony,
shout out to Big Tony.
Yeah, Big Tony, you have a fit. Yeah, you have a fit. If we don't, if we just, I don't want to disrespect him, because you know we might get to play him next year. Oh no, I forgot.
I know you.
We had a first place schedule.
Oh man, I know he's listening right now. But
he's listening.
You know,
yeah, he's listening.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure he's trying to get on he's trying to get on the phone right now.
No, he calls me direct. He never calls the station. He calls and tries to bully his way on. I say, hey, man, that worked when y'all was in first place.
Right. You can't do that no more.
No, he can't do that no more.
But, Doc, you know, just what we have surrounding this team, the nucleus, man, you know, we got a leader. We got a general. And the way he leads this organization, you know, I'll never forget the beginning in the offseason when he brought out the Navy SEALs to the practice, to the bubble.
Yep.
And they were doing that team-building exercise.
Log roll, yeah.
Carrying that heavy log. Yeah, that log. When I saw that, Doc, I said, oh, we got a leader. We don't just have a coach. We got a general. And despite whatever odds, and we've seen it time and time again, Doc, despite whatever odds that we have faced as a team, we've gone through the pits of hell and shown them that, hey, regardless of the odds being stacked against us, we're going to come out on top. And that's what has this fan base believing. We've taken on the personality of this team. And we've, you know, we believe just as well as they do, regardless of what odds, the betting and all that, man, all that's out the window, man. -8, -9, -11. Man, we don't care. Dan Quinn, what'd he say? F him. We coming in there.
I almost ran through my damn TV set when he said it yesterday, AP.
Man, what? I'm ready to
run
through
a wall
for him right now.
Hey, remember when some people was trying to get the offensive coordinator here and they was kind of playing Dan off? That really pissed me off. And I'm going, you know, brilliant play caller. We don't need, we get play callers. We needed a grown ass man to drag us out of sewage.
And Doc,
the play caller came and he brought the play caller with him. You can get a play caller, you can't get a guy to walk the way he walks and men follow him. Putting together a staff. We've already seen coordinators and the Detroit situation. They left them in ruins.
Doc, look at the staff this man has orchestrated. And their head coaches, these are guys that have been around the block. My boy Anthony Lynn, you know.
Hell of a coach.
OG Bobby Johnson.
We got four coaches on our staff. Four head coaches, easily.
Four coaches.
Easily.
Four coaches.
You know what's the good thing about it, AP? We got to let you go. We're up against the clock. They're all gonna get they're gonna get plucked away, and that's what happens to the good team. So I ain't even worried about it.
Just don't take Cliff.
Yeah, about to say appreciate you as always, brother man. Talk to you soon.
Thank
one
you,
final
appreciate
segment
you.
To go before we get out of here. As promised, Jason Kelce, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles, had some pretty harsh words about the matchup Sunday between Washington and Philadelphia. Well, let's hear that next. One final segment to go here on the Hoffman Show. We've been teasing it all show long. I want to let you hear from former Eagles center Jason Kelce, who doesn't think Sunday between Washington and Philadelphia, doesn't think it's going to be particularly close.
I have not expected the Commanders team to be at this point all season long. I think that they have a tremendous quarterback who's played really well as a rookie. And their coaches have done a phenomenal job. I think as players, they have good players. I wouldn't say, like, I'll be very candid. I think the Eagles are better at every position. Like,
what?
I don't know that there is one position, if you put the two rosters, the depth charts next to each other, that I would take the Washington player over the Eagle player. And that is a very honest assessment. I think that the Eagles are loaded. In Washington, to their credit, they play extremely well as a team. Dan Quinn is a fantastic coach. They scheme things well. They've always, Dan has always schemed us well. Even in Dallas, I didn't think that Dallas was particularly that good on defense last year, and they played us really tough in Dallas. So they're well coached. They play as a unit. They make minimal mistakes. They go for it on fourth down and get it a lot, which increases drives and you know, their opportunities. So they do a lot of things really, really well, which is a big reason they're still here. And they just got done beating the best team in the NFC, arguably, over the last two seasons, pretty candidly, in their house. Mm. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously, Detroit had some mistakes that magnified that. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of defense played on either side of the ball. But it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, Washington, when your quarterback is playing that well and you're that disciplined as a team, it's really hard to beat teams like that.
Jason Kelce must have had one too many before making that statement. I cannot believe
he's not alone.
He thinks even the quarterback is better?
No way. Well, he's not alone, and it's Jason Kelce, and he's Philadelphia icon.
I can still get upset with it.
He's still young in the media.
Still young in the media and doesn't
know. It still matters to him to probably to be liked.
Yeah. Because there's no way you could watch Jalen Hurts play and our guy play.
Well, that's where he lost me. He had me going because I would pick most of their players too.
Just not the quarterback.
But I say, but the quarterback, now I know then that you either just put the pipe down. I said, because come on, man.
Now you think I'm stupid. Not very smart. DOC, appreciate you rolling with me. Kevin Burkhart, Nyan Eagle.
That was fun.
Set to join our guy Craig Kaufman tomorrow. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to everyone who called. Thank you to Anthony behind the glass taking all your calls.
Get well, Hoffman.
BetMGM tonight. It's next.